You know, parenting on the same page can be a challenge, can be a significant challenge. Yeah. Ron, have you and Dana ever struggled with that?
Oh, yeah. There's times where I wanted to be more the disciplinarian and she was more the softer parent. And there were times opposite, too, where I thought, oh, that's no big deal. And she's like, no, this kid is grounded for the rest of his life. And I'm like, really? You don't want to do that. That's a long time.
Joe, for you.
Joe and Cindy Farini with us. I guess parenting on the same page is a pretty important thing, huh?
Well, yes, I think that it is. And I like that the opening there, you know, ground them for the rest of their life. You have to realize that affects you too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Grounding for the next few hours affects me.
Yes, I don't think we've ever grounded our kids because we realized, you know, the pressure's on us too.
Yeah, no kidding. And so did you all ever struggle with this idea of being on the same page with parenting?
Well, I think, you know, parenting is one of those things that I think is really a good barometer to help determine how your marriage is doing and vice versa. I think the marriage is a great influence on your parenting. And I think one of the important things when it comes to building oneness in a marriage relationship is just building, you know, an understanding as to what are the goals, what are the principles that you're going to be guided by to help you make decisions. And so, you know, when the husband and wife are in agreement regarding parenting of their children, that's just going to help your marriage thrive and help it to grow. And so I think looking back, I was raising our children now and, of course, we still have our son, Joey, who will be with us forever. He's our child forever type thing. So we can't relate totally to everything that's going on with a lot of marriages. But it's just a lot more fun when parents and the children are truly working together as a team. And that obviously is evident in your life, Brian, as you were able to send your daughter off to college. And it sounds like you folks did a good job. I mean, the children were dealing with some of the tough issues of letting go of the big sister there. But on the other hand, you and your wife sounded like you were ready to go. And I think that's just a good indicator, a barometer, as I said before, about how well and how healthy your marriage is. So I think that's cool.
Well, thank you for that, Joe. We've been working really hard the last couple of years on our marriage relationship, and that probably has made the biggest difference, just to be on the same page in our marriage relationship, let alone in parenting. But, you know, a lot of couples struggle with this. I bet you saw that a lot when you were speaking at Family Life.
Well, you know, we did. And to take one little step back to say, you know, when you're dating in early marriage, I don't think that the topic of how are we going to raise our kids is, like, top of the list.
No, you know, or it comes up at all.
I don't remember really ever talking about, and maybe we did, but I just don't remember. But I don't think we talked about, so how will we discipline them? And there were a lot of different people and organizations out there who had different ways of raising your children, you know, how to get them to sleep better, how to do this better, that better. And we would read them and listen to them. And the same as you would to a mother-in-law or a father-in-law, to listen to advice, if you will. But then I think you have to really filter in your own life what is going to work for us. But we just found that the greater that we were in agreement on anything, whether it's parenting or anything else, and the more that we're on the same page, the less arguments we'd have, the less conflicts we'd have, and the more oneness we would have in our marriage. So, you know, we would listen to people and take advice, and then we would figure, like, what is working for us? And I think, you know, probably, at least for us, I think the biggest word we would use is intentionality. You know, you can't just fling your kids out there and go, well, here's life. You know, you have to give them some wings to fly with, if you will. And I do remember one time in church, one of the girls, actually, I think it was Christina, came up to me and asked me a question about, you know, can I do something? And my response was no. And then she went to Dad and we realized, wait a minute, you know, this isn't, we can't do it this way. And so right before we went in church, we had like a little family meeting and said, you know, we aren't going to do this. We'll discuss this after church. And so, you know, you don't want to be playing each other. And I think if you start off doing that, you do play off each other. And then that's when the marital conflict comes in.
Yeah, you know, you really have to, deal with those things, I think, as they happen. You don't think that your sweet little kid would play you against each other, but then when they do, you suddenly have to stop and have a family meeting.
And the funny thing is, they do that from early on.
Yeah.
You know, we just had Kathleen's two little boys with us this past week for 4 days, and it's just so funny because at 3 and 2 years old, they are so smart. I forgot how smart they are. And, you know, the little one has this look in his eyes, like you can see when he's ready to just, like, run away or cause a little trouble. Like, it's so funny. And I've got about 5 pictures on my phone, and they are, like, trouble is coming. It's hilarious. And, you know, so if you see that when they're little, you need to, and by the way, he's playfully funny. But you know what? If you don't nip those playfully funnies when they're little, they get to be a lot different when they're older. And I always tell people, when I see children misbehaving in a way that I know that parents could curb that, I just say to myself, wait till they're 13.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, one of the struggles Sarah and I had early on, because we didn't really talk much about how we would parent, is Sarah had a ton of experience nannying. And meanwhile, I'd never changed a diaper until my daughter was born. And so it was, I had no idea what I was doing, and she kind of did. That was a struggle for both of us.
Sure, sure. And then I think, you know, when the children are little, you have a great opportunity, your own children, to have the your opportunity to breathe into them, first of all, the life that you have in your faith, but also the discipline of life. Because if they don't learn discipline from you when they're little, they're going to run haywire as they get older. And I have seen it, and it's difficult on the marriage because then you're really in conflict with what are we going to do? And it's not always pretty.
So what are some strategies for us to get parenting strategies on the same page?
Well, I think it's really important for everybody, that as parents and as for our children as well, to understand that we as parents, you know, we're given guidelines by God. You know, these guidelines are made up of biblical principles that serve as our boundaries for determining what is right, what is wrong, what is we say yes to, what we say no to. And these guidelines become sort of what I like to look at as our grid, through which we filter and identify what are those things that we should be saying and telling our children. And also, I think it's just healthy for our children to know that, you know, we are being influenced by and guided by godly principles. This is not us just coming up with, you know, a willy-nilly kind of idea. This is a good thing to do. No, we are guided by, you know, these things to help us make the right decision for them. And then at the other hand, you know, they need to understand that their misbehavior is going to be in direct opposition to what God has said in His Word, and not because of something we said, but because of something that the Bible says.
Hmm. Yes, and I think as we are in God's Word and we are learning what He's teaching us, we can then learn and teach them how to learn those things. So a couple of strategies, you know, I want to talk a minute about when they were younger and then as they got older and things that Joe and I did so that we could be on the same page in our own marriage in raising the children. So first of all, when they were younger, we let them know, and this is according to Matthew, it's in Matthew 5 or 6 here. It's 5:37. And it says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And we just said to them, we want to say yes to you as often as we can. But if we say no, we mean no. Don't challenge us. And we want, you know, we want to be able to have that as a real surface and foundational principle in our family. And then teaching them, you model directly or indirectly. Indirectly is when they watch you do things and they see you do things. And I'll tell you what, I've had my children imitate me in some ways that made me change. It made me change because I saw myself in a mirror that I didn't like seeing. And so, but that's teachable. You know, if you're teachable, you will change. And so,
wasn't there a story on that from Christina and the cabinets?
Yes.
Will you tell that?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, I have a couple of Christina, surprisingly, because you might think it was Kathleen, but it was Christina. she was slamming kitchen cabinets. And I go, what are you doing? And she says, I'm acting like you, Mom. Well, I was just like floored because I knew I did that when I was mad or I didn't like something. You know, I'd slam a cupboard. And then, you know, it was like, it was such a good learning lesson for me because I had to humble myself and say to her, you know what, we're not going to slam another door. And I can't even think of maybe one or two times I've done that in, yeah, because well, now we have soft closed doors.
Just to prevent you from slamming.
Yeah, well, that's like technology now, right? But back in the day, we didn't have that. And so I was just so careful then not to do that because then there was Kathleen coming up and I didn't want her taking on that same kind of mannerism or bad, you know, characteristic. And you know what? We all have them. It's just going to be, are we going to be honest enough to recognize them, change them, and then help our children grow through it as well? So yes, that, and I have a few more. We'll do those on another broadcast, but we are going to teach them indirectly. And sometimes we don't even realize, you know, the error of our ways, if you will. And then the direct way, of course, is just teaching them like maybe how to sew or how to do something in the wood shop or how to do, you know, how to do something. We're showing them hands-on how to do it directly. And then when our kids were little, Joe and I, when we made our own goals for the year, we never did the New Year's resolution thing. We always made goals. It was ministry, family, personal. And then we had goals for our children. They didn't necessarily know what they were, but that was what we would do in the year to help prepare them according to these goals, whatever they were. So those are the things that we really tried to establish when they were little. And then when they got older, and this I really learned from someone in our family that had older children than we had, and they would not let their children, and let me just say this, there are exceptions, but when you make this a principle, you have less conflict, okay? So what they did was they told their kids, you cannot just spring it on us, hey, we're going here, and we won't be home till whatever, middle of the night hour. What we established with our children is they needed to come to us in this order. They came to us to ask permission. We said, if you could give us 24 hours, that gives us a chance as a couple to discuss, is this okay for them to do this? Because they're still under our roof, you know? Mm-hmm. So first, the child comes to us to ask permission. And then second, we gather the information from the child. What are you talking about? What are you doing? Where are you going? And then what we ask them to do is gather information for us. And what I did with our girls is we asked them, wherever you're going to go, and this was before everybody having their own cell phones, we want to know where you're going, what is the name, what are the names of the parents if you're at somebody's house, and what is their phone number and their address in case I want to stop over. Now, I never did, but I'm telling you, my girls always thought I drove by because I told them, I want to make sure that you are where you say you're going to be because if something happens, I need to know that. So the point here, the children ask permission, they gather the information, and then we as a parent gather that information together, discuss it, and then we grant permission or not, and then together the child and the parent work out details. And that sounds really like a lot of work, but it isn't a lot of work if they're going to be out doing something that they shouldn't be doing. So, Joe, you want to step in?
Yeah, I would just say what Cindy's talking about really is just we have this window of opportunity, you know, a time frame or season that we have with our children to invest in their lives and to guide them. I love Proverbs 19:18, where it says, discipline your son while there is hope. You know, and the idea here is that you do have this window. And once that window passes, it becomes much more difficult to get their attention, to really, literally get their respect for what you have to say as a parent. But now that we're at where we're at in our parenting, is that, and we see our children being parents, I think they can safely say they appreciate, you know, the discipline that we did as parents, and they appreciate it much greater now that they're parenting their own children. But you know, it begins at a very, very early age. You kind of set the guidelines, you set the standard, and that becomes your guiding light in terms of how you do your parenting.
Yeah, and I just want to add too with this that I just talked about giving 24-hour notice. If you do it in that order rather than the reverse order, then you have less conflict. That's the goal, to have less conflict. And that isn't to say, you know, I remember Kathleen, she was so cute. She came to me to say she wanted to go to this one party, and she knew there was going to be some, you know, maybe some drinking and some things. And she said, but I really want to go. And I said, well, you know what? We've raised you to make the right decision. And I just think if you go early and then things start happening, then you need to leave. And that's exactly what she and her friend did. She goes, it got pretty different pretty quick, and we didn't want to stay. Now, you know, do the children make those kinds of decisions all through life? Probably not. And that's okay, because they're still learning. But when you give them these guidelines early, they have something to work from. And that's what I think is important. And then, you know, when they come home to you and they say, you know, by the way, I was here and this is what was going on, they're more honest with you because they know you're invested and you're intentional.
Yeah, I think one thing we can take away from this, Brian, and our discussion this morning is to realize that a godly heritage is a byproduct of a godly marriage. And, you know, what we do with our children today will have a lasting legacy to future generations. And, you know, our children are messengers that we're going to send to a time that we're never going to see, right? And so what is the message that we're sending and building in to our children? And they need to be based on biblical principles. You know, they need to be, God's word needs to be the guidelines, the grid through which we filter and do our parenting.
And then lastly, we have to realize, too, they may make decisions somewhere along the way that we wouldn't have had them make, we wouldn't have encouraged them to make, and they'll have to live with certain things. They do have their own will. So we give them the groundwork, and then they go.
Right.
Amen. Wonderful advice this week, yet again, from our friends Joe and Cindy Farini. They spoke nationally for Family Life's Weekend to Remember for 20 years, and Cindy's a contributor to Pause for Prayer. They've written books together, and they join us with this marriage advice on a regular basis. If folks want to connect with you, how can they do that?
Well, we'd love to have them come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. We have an announcement to make. I'm going to make a little sound here. This is a little cue and clue to something that we're going to be doing. And you'll have to go and find out. And I think it will be fun. I think it's going to be really helpful to marriage, and we're looking forward to it. So My Marriage Matters on Facebook, or come to our website, joefarini.com, cindyfarini.com.
Thank you both. I always appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.